Author Christine Evans was born in London, grew up in Perth, and lives in Washington, D.C. Her award-winning plays are published by Samuel French and have been produced in Australia, England, the US, Canada and Wales. She is a faculty member of Georgetown University, and Cloudless is her first novel.
You know, I never set out to write a novel in verse. It was more that when I started thinking about this story and my mind drifted back to Perth in the 90s and the characters started coming into my mind, it just really seemed like the form that their voices wanted to take. I actually wrote this book. I wrote the first version of this book in Texas on a writing retreat that is run by a playwright called Eric Gen. And I had absolutely no intention of writing a novel, and I had even less intention of writing a novel in verse. I'd gone there to get inspiration to write my next play. But this retreat was at a place called Eagles Ranch in Texas. And I've been living in the States for a while, and it was a silent retreat, so I wasn't hearing American voices, and I was in this very dry green and gold landscape, and it just really took my mind back to Perth. It's something about the dryness of the landscape and the kind of dryness of Australian speech relative to American speech. The first lines just came out in that form on the page, and I just started following them, and I kept saying to myself, no, this ought to be a play. And, oh, my God, I don't know anything about writing in verse. But it just really wanted to be told in that form. So the Bearsie Park swimming pool, which is a kind of big landmark for a lot of people's childhoods in Perth, is very central to the story. And there's something about those Perth light and the kind of blinding heat of those summers that, there's something sort of very visceral about the sense memory of hot chlorine and bodies and that brilliant light banging off every surface that it just, my mind really just sort of went back there. With this novel, it really was a case of the story and the characters leading me, and the structure of the story, which is that there's a whole lot of disparate characters whose lives all collide in one moment at Bearsie Park swimming pool, kind of allowed me to trace a lot of different lives at a crisis point, I guess, that brought them together. So we have Batgirl, who's a very odd kind of teenage girl with supersonic hearing, and her brother Carrie experiencing his first love. And we have teenage girl Jackie, who has her first momentous kind of encounter with attraction and also terror because she's pushed out on the end of the highest diving board and has to make a choice. And then we've got the people at the women's refuge over the road and the kids there and a runaway girl and her kid. So it's quite a polyphonic cast of characters. And I think what brings them together is that they're all in a moment of change that kind of spirals off in these different directions. The verse structure, it's kind of light to read. It's impressionistic. It allows the reader to make their own pictures. And I think because of the sort of lightness of the verse structure, it's allowed me to talk about some pretty harsh things. You know, one of the things that's really been in my mind and my memories of Perth growing up there, you know, in the 80s and the early 90s is, you know, that there's such a disconnect between the brilliance of the light, the beauty of the place, the ease of the life, and underneath it some very harsh realities about the dispossession of Indigenous people and the violence that lurked in the shadows. You know, I think that probably it's a much more tolerant society now, but at the time when I was growing up, there were some very, very harsh kind of contradictions, and the beauty of the place versus the harshness of some of those experiences is something that I wanted to capture in a light way in this book, I guess. In a way, it's kind of a very cinematic story because it's really told in pictures a lot of the time, and my hope for that is that those pictures will allow readers to find their own emotional connections with their own memories, and especially their own sense memories of growing up and of a hot summer